Welcome everybody to your Midday Boost with your girl, Jackie Johnson. I hope you're ready for another episode of Real Talk, Transparency, and Business Wisdom, designed to inspire, encourage, and cultivate the entrepreneur within you. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be discussing barriers to entrepreneurship. So grab your favorite pen and notebook, sit back, relax, and let's jump right on into it. Are you ready? All right, I'm ready. Let's go. Hello, everyone. I missed you guys so much, but I took some time to revamp the program, and now I'm back. I'm refreshed, and I'm ready to go. So, I just recently started a business mentor and networking group called The Boss Circle. I started this group because when I was birthing the businesses that God has given me out, it was very difficult. I didn't have a lot of support from friends and family, not even my church circle. And so there was also a lot of people that I really wanted to help and I really wanted to be involved in the businesses that I was creating. But sometimes the competition and just that jealous spirit doesn't allow people, you know, to do something that could be great for them. You know, beyond other things, like I just had so many barriers that I was facing. So now that I have tunneled through those things and I'm a successful entrepreneur, of course, I want to give back. I want to help other people. I don't believe that you should have the mentality that because you had to work super hard for something that you want everyone else to get it the same way you did. I just don't have that belief. I believe that you should help as much as you can to keep the next person from having to go through. Now, everybody's going to have to go through some type of learning. Everybody's going to have to go through certain things just to understand entrepreneurship, and then because it's a part of entrepreneurship. But I do believe that we should help one another as much as possible and not make it something where it's like, I've made it, now you have to make it. So that was really the whole point for the Boss Circle. And what I really did is I offered 15 slots for 15 entrepreneurs, whether they were new entrepreneurs, whether they were aspiring entrepreneurs, or whether they already had businesses. And so what we would do is we were going to take these 15 people. They would pay a small monthly fee to be a part of the group. But what they would receive is they are receiving our business classes once a week as a group that we do live. And then every 2 weeks, they have one-on-one sessions with me to mentor them and help them get their business established or reinvent the business, whatever, you know, their business actually needed. In addition to that, there were a lot of benefits for joining this network group. I have several businesses, and so two of my businesses, I offer services to the group members at discounted rates or for services under $75 for free. So being a part of the Boss Circle also entitled them to receive a lot of those services for no charge, which really was a benefit all in itself. But anyways, I put together this beautiful presentation. I put the information out there, just letting people know that I was starting this, and if they wanted an invite to the information meeting, then they were able to sign up. We literally had about 35 people that wanted an invite to the informational meeting. So we sent out the invites for the informational meeting, and about 10 actually showed up. So what we ended up doing is we ended up recording the informational meeting so the other 20 plus people would be able to go in and listen to the presentation in their own time. Plus they were sent the PowerPoint so they could actually watch the presentation. Now, guys, out of those 30 plus people, how many people do you think signed up for the Boss Circle? I'll tell you how many. Seven signed up. And that was okay because I was comfortable and I had told God that how many ever people signed up, I was going to work with them, and me and God was going to take their business from wherever it was to as far as we could take it. So I was okay with that. And I kind of already knew that there would be some hindrances and that there would be some, you know, apprehension. Just because I understand the barriers of entrepreneurship, which is the topic that we're talking about today. That's why I'm sharing this story. And so literally we had 7 sign up. And out of the 7 that signed up, we had one that just dropped off the face of the earth before we even had our first class. She had opted to go weekly for the payment, which was only, I think, like $15. And she didn't pay her payment. She just dropped off. I tried to reach out to her to make sure she was okay. Because one thing about when you actually start offering your time and your services to help people, you can't beg people to help them. It has to be people who are hungry and really want the help because they know that they were destined to be an entrepreneur and they're ready to finally do it. Those are the people you want to invest your time in. Okay, so, but I wanted to reach out to her just to make sure she was okay and that there was nothing wrong that, you know, maybe we could help her with. But she never responded. So we lost one before we even got started. So our official membership start was 6 people. And I'll tell you, these are 6 amazing women that, the age range is between 20 something and like 60. So it is really phenomenal. And all of these women have what it takes to become a real boss, but they have not had much support. They have not had much assistance or anybody, you know, really pouring into them saying, hey, you can do this. And a lot of them face their own barriers to even be able to sign up. And so talking to those ladies, I asked them, you know, what were some barriers that they had felt and that they had encountered, you know, that made it difficult for them to get into entrepreneurship or even made it almost difficult for them to bring themselves to sign up for this mentorship group. Not only did I ask them, but I talked to a lot of business people because one of the businesses I do is I do a business consulting and administration and management business. So I have a firm that does those things. And so we get a lot of businesses from transportation to nonprofit services. We have a lot of clients who come to us. And all of them will express their, you know, barriers, what it took them so long. And now that they're finally doing it, how they feel, you know, there's different barriers. So one of the first barriers that they told us they were encountering was the money. A lot of people will not go into entrepreneurship because they feel like they don't have enough money to start a business. Now, I'm not going to say that that is backwards thinking because it's not, because it does honestly take money to make money. However, I think the thing is most people are just not good stewards over their finances. Just like the Boss Circle, we only asked a minimal membership fee of $50 a month. And I'm sure that somebody said, you know, they couldn't pay that. That was too much. They had a lot of things to do. But I really broke that down to someone and said, you know, I buy a coffee from McDonald's every day. That coffee is like $1.89, so almost $2. If I get that coffee just Monday through Friday, that's $10 every week that I'm spending just on coffee. If I do that every week, that's 4 weeks out of the month. That's $40 a month I'm spending just on coffee. So yes, I could afford to take $50 a month and invest it in something that is going to be priceless for my business, for my future, and for my family. But because people are not good stewards of their money, they don't look at things that way. They will say that I'm on a fixed income. They will say, oh, I only have enough money to make ends meet, but they'll still be out fast food eating 2 and 3 times a week. they will still be getting their nails done every 2 weeks, getting their hair done. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things when you have the finances to do them. But when you don't have that type of financial stability in your life, you can't take from the money you need to operate your life every day. And also, a lot of these people don't have savings. You can't take that money and then, you know, do things that you just want to do to satisfy your flesh, but you're not investing it. You're not bringing any type of return into your home. That is what gives people what we call a poverty mindset. Because you may have a really good job, you may not literally be broke, but your mindset is one of an impoverished person. The money you get, you spend it right away. So number one, the first barrier definitely is going to be the barrier of money. So if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you definitely have to shed the barrier about money, okay? The second barrier that we discovered was the barrier of time. A lot of people said they did not have enough time to do this. All right, like I said, barrier number two, time. So a lot of people said they didn't have time to devote. Now, let's look at it. One day a week, one class for an hour. Then every 2 weeks, a one-on-one session for 1 hour. That's only literally like 6 hours a month. So you mean to tell me you don't have 6 hours a month to invest in your future, in building your business, what you said you have been dreaming about forever, what you believe God has called you to do? So the barrier of time. What's ironic about people saying that time was their barrier is this. I explained in our first class that time management is so crucial, not just to business, but to your life. People who don't schedule things, people who don't have proper time management skills waste a lot of time. That means you're doing unproductive stuff most of your day. Not only that, but being unproductive, wasting time, also leads to depression and leads to just a very unhappy life. So ironically, if they had signed up, the first lesson they would have been taught was time management. So that's interesting. Barrier number three was self-sabotage. So I began to notice a pattern with some people. And I mean, people come to me a lot asking for business advice, asking, you know, what should they do about this or that. And I mean, before I've ever even put it out there that we were doing this networking group, it was so interesting because I would constantly get Facebook messages, Instagram messages about wanting to start a business, write a book, all of these things. And so you have all these people, and because I am a minister too, I try to be very polite and I try to treat people, you know, in a great manner. So regardless of, sometimes it's very agitating that somebody wants to drain your time and wants to ask you question after question after question when you already know they're not going to do anything or they're not ready to move forward in actually making it happen. So it's like you got me using my creative juices. You have me using my areas of expertise. You're wasting my time and you're wasting, of course, my money. So you think about those things, but of course you try to encourage them to do things to build themselves and to get themselves in a place where they're ready to be this entrepreneur. But again, self-sabotage. So when we think about self-sabotage, what that really looks like for people who have self-sabotage as a entrepreneur barrier is those kind of people will talk about their dreams all the time. And they dream super big. But when they finally get an opportunity to do something that can open the door for it, they will already, they will just not do it. So it's not, they don't, these kind of people don't even have a real reason why they can't do it or why they are not doing it. They just won't do it because somewhere inside of them, it's almost like they self-sabotage. They do not even, they fail before they even begin. They don't let themselves begin so that they won't fail. Again, self-sabotage people are big talkers. They talk a lot about what they would do, what they can do, their dreams, you know, all of that, but they never put any, as we refer to it, they never put any works with their faith. So a lot of people dealt with self-sabotage. The fourth barrier was the spirit of competition and pride. It will prohibit you from learning every time. God gave me a quote the other day, and this is also going to be in my book that's coming out, Boss Pearls, which is going to be a book of encouragement, inspiration, and a journal. So it'll be an inspirational quote that God literally gave me. So it'll be my own quotes, and then it'll be expounded on along with the prayer. And then also pages for you to write your feelings and your thoughts about it. So a quote that God gave me the other day, and I posted it, and the quote simply says, some people don't like you because they don't have the courage to do what you do. Others don't like you because they don't have the humility to allow you to teach them how to do it. So at the end of the day, sometimes you just don't get support because people are competitive by nature. If somebody's a business person or they already have a business, unfortunately, a lot of people put themselves in a prideful position. And because they already have a business, they feel like there's nothing that you can teach them. They feel like they shouldn't have to go to anyone else and learn. Listen, I'm a successful businesswoman, but I am constantly learning. I have a mentor just like I am a mentor. And I really believe that a great teacher will always be a student. And that's something that people have to remember, but you have to remain humble. Because if you're not humble, you will not be able to learn from other people. You will not be able to take criticism. You will not be able to glean from others because there will always be somebody more successful than you in a certain area. If you don't have the humility to actually learn from them, so many people, instead of really getting the information or the impartation from the people God puts in their life, they want to be viewed as an equal. And because they want to be your equal so bad, they cannot recognize that God placed you in their life to be able to teach them something or help them accomplish something. And so that was the barrier of competition and pride. Okay, so that was our fourth barrier. Our fifth and last barrier that we're going to talk about today is environment and mentality. Boy, I can't tell you how much both of these things play into people not going into entrepreneurship. Let's deal with the environment first. Where you live, where you were born at, the people you hang around is environment. If you're somebody who has big dreams and you see, you know, further down the line and you have these visions, but you hang around people who don't dream about anything, they're never doing anything with their life, pretty soon that environment is going to choke out your ability to do what it takes to become an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur does not quit. An entrepreneur is a trailblazer. An entrepreneur will go if they have to go by themselves. And so sometimes the environment, the company you keep, how you were raised, you know, where you live, all of those things have a big, you know, effect on if you'll actually go into entrepreneurship or not. If you come from a family where they worked at a job for 40 years and retired at that job, you're less likely to go into entrepreneurship because what you have been taught, what has been constantly drilled into your head is work hard, have stability, and then retire from that job. But if you really want to be an entrepreneur, you have to be able to break whatever environmental barriers you're facing. you have to recognize that everybody around you is not meant to be where you are and not going where you're going. That doesn't mean you can't love them. That doesn't mean they can't be a part of your life. But when you're trying to build an entrepreneurship, when you're trying to build a entrepreneurial kingdom, you have to make sure that the people that you have around you are goal-oriented, vision-minded, and dreamers. Because if you don't have those kind of people around you, then they'll start to make you feel like something's wrong with you when you're daring to not be mediocre. All right, so the second part of that was mentality. Again, environment plays a big part into that as well, but also the things that you hear, the things that you see every day of your life build or break down your mentality. As an entrepreneur, one of the things that I teach other entrepreneurs is constantly encourage and inspire yourself. Watch things, look at things, hear things that inspire you. Watch what you're putting in your eye gate and your ear gate. If you have that one friend who's always nagging, who's always saying, girl, you brave. I don't know if that's going to work. You sure this is going to work? That's probably not the friend you want to stay around. That's probably not the friend you want to tell your biggest entrepreneurial dreams to. It's probably not the friend that you want to call when God gives you a new idea. You have to be careful of those that are around you, and you have to guard your mentality. A boss mentality will tell you that I can do anything I put my mind to it. As long as I do not quit, failure will never be an option. And so those are the things that prohibit people from going into entrepreneurship. But today, I just want to end the episode just by talking about briefly the fact that entrepreneurship has always been a part of God's plan for his people's life. Even from the beginning in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve did not have to work by the sweat of their brow. That only happened when the curse came upon them, when they fell in the garden. But before then, God had already placed the food there. He was already providing for them. They didn't need to clothe themselves. Everything they needed was right there in the garden. That's the same life that we all should have had. The only thing they had to do was they had to oversee the animals and the garden. Their job was management the entire time. God made them to have dominion. And so it's the same way when we actually start really walking in the will and ways of God and we really start becoming transformed, we're really taking steps to go back to our original plan. And so Deuteronomy 28 tells you that God has given you power to obtain wealth. And so I recognize that the power to obtain wealth is the natural abilities and skills that God has put in you, and you have to do something with it. You cannot be the person yelling for 500 years, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to do a business, and then you die with those dreams in your belly. So today, I want to encourage you that whatever barrier you may have been facing, one or even more of those barriers, and that's why you have not jumped out there and you have not taken the leap of faith, because entrepreneurship is a leap of faith. But also, there are ways that you can still become an entrepreneur, and you don't have to sacrifice your entire safety net. So if you're someone who wants to ease into it, there are ways for you to still work your 9-to-5 job and then do your entrepreneur business on the side, build it up to a place of stability, then quit the 9-to-5 job. There's ways to do it, but what is not acceptable, people of God, is quitting before you begin. What's not acceptable, people of God, is not being a good steward so that you cannot invest in what you need to do. That just right now, even the people who were not able to sign up for the Boss Circle, we decided to do just the Boss class. So we're offering just the Boss course for $75, and it's literally 5 weeks, one class, 1 week, for 2 hours and they'll get that course. And I'm telling you, that is invaluable. So even if they didn't have the time, if they had a barrier of time, that's something that can do. If they had the barrier of money, they couldn't pay the $50 a month, you got $75 just to get the class. So again, when people are hungry, they will not allow barriers to keep them from what they feel like and they know in their heart that God has called them to. And so that's really a boss mindset, is to just say that I don't care what is I'm facing, what's opposing me, because I know that I'm called to do this, I'm going to find a way. And that's the mentality of a boss. And that's what we do. And that's how you know that you're going to be successful, when you refuse to give up, when you don't let either lack of knowledge, you don't let lack of resources or anything like that hinder you. So today, I just want to encourage you again, don't allow any of those hindrances to stop you. Pray about it, be intentional about it. But what I don't want you to do, I don't want you to die with your dreams in your belly. Thank you for joining the Midday Boss Boost with me, Jackie Johnson, the boss queen, a loving wife, boss cultivating mother, disciple, author, entrepreneur, publisher, and mentor. I'll see you next Thursday at 1 p.m. In the meantime, be fearless, be confident, and be relentless in your pursuit of God's design for your life.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.